Hello, hello, my magical friends. This is Annika with Witchful Ways, and you are listening to another podcast episode. So what are we going to talk about today? Today is Monday, November 2nd. So we're going to talk about the Witch's New Year. A lot of witches, not all, and you do you witchy poo, a lot of witches have just celebrated All Hallows Eve, turned into Samhain, and we are finishing up our Samhain celebrations. Some of us will be celebrating already through to the 7th in some traditions, and that's great too. But I think the majority of witches agree that the witch's new year begins on November 1st with Samhain, right? That is the turning of the wheel. Now, we also tend to stay with the calendar new year as well, right? I mean, January 1st is a new year for us, but our magical new year, our seasonal new year, or our witch's new year started on November 1st. We're going into the time, this time I invite you during this time and at the end of this Samhain season to put your things in line, get your things in order, declutter mind, body, and spirit, right? Your physical space being cluttered and chaotic is directly tied to your energetic body being chaotic and unfocused. So just even some organization. If you've got so much stuff and so little space, just get some organization because that allows your energetic body to just go, whew, okay, we've got some space to breathe here. We know there's stuff, but we also know that it's in its place and that allows it then to focus on everything else that you need to be focused on, like your connection to one source, God, love, all, whatever you call it, right? So making sure that we get all that stuff in line, but also making sure that we take stock of what we have established and created and manifested in the past year, and then setting our goals for the new year, right? Where do you want this new cycle to take you? Where do you want to be in this new cycle? Where does this new year's goals sit for you? And it's also a time to do some self-care, do some inner work, do some of that shadow work. Shadow work sucks a lot of the time. I know that. But when you get through the shadow work, you come out with such a different perspective of what you just went through and the feelings that you held previous to going through that process. It's very freeing. So I invite you to do shadow work. For those of you that are unfamiliar, shadow work is simply dealing with the darker aspects of oneself, harboring feelings or thoughts or emotions that you may be holding on to from certain situations or people, or perspectives that you may be imposing upon yourself regarding a certain person or situation or aspect of your life. Okay, so that's kind of like a internal therapy work, if you will. So I invite everyone to do that. Get a good cup of whatever you drink, from coffee to wine, whatever it is, and sit down over this next week and really take stock of where you want to be at and where you want to be going. This year, I invite you to take charge of your magical self, to take charge and be the absolute powerful witch that you know that you have tucked up inside of you, right? That means expanding your skill knowledge, or your skills and knowledge. That means interacting even on a virtual level is fine, right? And oftentimes really, really great to interact with multiple people in different Facebook groups. We have the Witches Living a Magical Life Facebook group, which today we started the 30 Days of Gratitude. So we're going to not only be able to express, this is what I'm thankful for today, this is what I am grateful for today, and today's was what smell are you grateful for? So this isn't that hard stuff, right? This is stuff that just is easy enough to go, what smell do I love? What smell am I so happy exists because it elicits such joy for me? That puts you in a state of gratitude, raises your vibration, allows you to be connected more, and therefore allows your inner witch to pull in all that magical energy to be able to work it towards whatever you need to be. So really simple, easy things to be grateful for. And that's why if we set ourselves up in a habit of going, okay, what's something really little that I'm grateful for today? What can I be grateful for? We can find things to be thankful and grateful about every single day, no matter how dark the day appears to be overall to us. Like I said, today's a smell. I'm sure there's a smell that you love and you're grateful that it's around, right? So training ourselves and forming new habits, kind of one and the same thing, right? Forming new habits to go, okay, this is how I'm going to look at things. Even in the darkest of day, if today was a horrible day, you can go, what smell do I really love? And you go, yep, I love, you know, the smell of taffy apples. I'm so grateful that that's around. I'm happy that I'm able to smell that. And it raises that vibration up. Okay. So Witch's New Year is all about getting yourself prepared and ready to go through this next cycle. So again, that is self shadow work. That is training yourself in a new perspective and way to kind of view things through magical and mystical eyes as compared to viewing everything through physical and logical thought processes. That takes the magic out of the day, right? So we want to keep the magic in every day. So not only by training yourself to be thankful every day will you see a profound difference in your life, but by learning to tie your magical energies in with your mundane tasks. And I've talked about this before. And again, a simple example of that would be stirring intention into your coffee in the morning or whatever drink you have. Or if you drink black coffee, just the aspect of stirring, right? The action of stirring your intention, even if you're not stirring anything into it, cream or sugar, things like that. Stirring intention into it. When you're cleansing your home, you can spray pentagrams, or sigils on your windows and doors with your cleaning spray before you wipe it down. You can do the same thing with your floors to give your house an overall protection, right? Those kind of simple things. When you're taking a shower in the morning, make that a cleansing routine, not only for your physical body, but for your energetic, your aura as well. You can visualize that. These are tying all those things together. Doing those little things, shifting the perspective, taking some time to go, okay, what do I not want to deal with anymore? And I'm ready to leave this in the old year. And as I move forward into the Witch's New Year, I am going to step into that free-hearted, right? And with a lighter mind, because you learn to see the magic in everything. So that's what I wanted to talk about today, is the Witch's New Year. It is upon us. Again, we still celebrate the regular January 1st calendar year. I mean, you can't not go along with the calendar when you have appointments and things like that. But take this Witch's New Year as the restart, the reboot, the time to scrub your magical energy and mindsets and what didn't work for you. Maybe you last year set the intention for Witch's New Year that you were going to increase and improve on a certain divination skill, and you didn't have the time to do that. And it just seems like the year went by so fast and you didn't get that done. Right? So maybe you want to reset the intention, go back and look and say, okay, how did I get off track from what I thought I was going to manifest for myself to what has come about so far or what hasn't even started to come about? How do I need to change my perspectives, change my magical spell casts, whatever it is that you're doing to support your mundane tasks and bringing about, you know, manifesting the best possible life that you can be, because you absolutely have the power to do that. So I love the Witch's New Year because we've got all this restart, reset, even though we're going into the darker times and it's all about death and decay and the veil being very thin. So if you're doing divination, by the way, if you're starting going, you know what, I think I want to dive into learning this particular modality of divination, now is a great time to be starting that. From mid-October to mid-November, that barrier to the other side, some people call it the veil being very thin, right? The barrier to the other side is easier to get information across, right? So that means it's a great time to start trying to commune with those that you'd like to connect with on the other side or learn those divination skills so that you can go, yep, I did this. I got this reaction. I know I'm on the right track kind of thing, right? And of course, Samhain coming off the season of honoring those that have crossed before us. If you're in the Living a Magical Life Facebook group, We did our Samhain candle lighting on the evening of the 31st. That video remains up so that you can go back and process through it anytime that you would like to. Last week, we finished up the witchcraft and woo-woo week, which was amazing. I had a great time. And we do have the Sister Circle Coven membership that's available and open for new registration this week as well. So if you're interested in going, you know what, I just don't have the time, or I got all this information, but I'm not sure what to do with this information, or I've been doing this and it's just not working, but I can't find anybody to help me and guide me. Or you know what, I just want to know that I have a supportive group to be able to share my experiences with, to gain knowledge from, and to sit down and do the fun crafts that we do, right? You're going to make your witchcraft your absolute own personal path. That's what it's all about. That's where the magic lies. Okay. So thanks for joining me for another podcast episode. And I hope that you have a wonderfully magical rest of your day, and that today is November 2nd in the States, so that you get out and vote tomorrow if you're voting. Until next time.